And now with the shipping forecast, here's Simon King.
Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 24th of August. The general synopsis at midnight: low 100 miles west of Rockall, 1002. Expected Rockall, 1006.
A forecast meant for ships at sea, but something that has a resonance for so many other people who know nothing about the sea and probably, you know, never go out on the waters. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I mean, I know nothing. I don't go out on the water if I can possibly help it. But it's become a sort of iconic thing, hasn't it? For all the years that I worked in radio, and I did radio drama, and worked with all sorts of extraordinary actors, and broke incredible news stories when I was reading the news, and all that happened was, when you said you read the shipping forecast, that's what people were interested in. They said, "Oh, do a bit of the shipping forecast, do a bit of the shipping forecast." Extraordinary.
And I mean, wonderful to listen to. What was it like to read?
Interesting. Once you'd done, the first time you do a shipping forecast, I have to say, was terrifying, because there was so much weight put upon it. But when you'd been doing it for a while, to be honest, it was part of your shift. You nipped out of the office and you did 3 minutes of a shipping forecast, and you came back again, and nobody said a word. It was routine, really, to do it. I think what most people don't realise is that when you're reading it, unless you're doing the late night one, timing is incredibly important. You've got 3 minutes basically to read it, and if it's a long one with a lot of weather, you might have to do that pretty fast. I used to sympathise with sailors and think, gosh, I don't know how you're writing this down, because yes, I'm having to speak.
And you
so
certainly
fast.
I suppose you can't come out of it early, because someone out there is going to miss some vital information.
Oh, no, you've got to get it all done.
Well, yes. Let's turn to Captain Pedre. And I imagine you must have so many sources of information today. Do you still listen to and use the shipping forecast?
Well, indeed. And, of course, every naval captain's instinctively interested in the weather. I mean, clearly operating out here at sea, it's an especially challenging environment. And thus the information that the shipping forecast provides is a very succinct, an accurate summary of the pertinent weather for the area in which we're operating. But of course, the complexity of our operations today dictate that we need far greater detail, so we obviously have an array of internet products as well.
But how would you use the information?
Well, it impacts on absolutely everything we're doing, whether we're operating in the surface, subsurface or air domains. And of course, ocean is a helicopter carrier, so having accurate products, whether that be the sea state, wind direction, visibility, enables us to plan our operations and conduct them safely.
Yeah, and the thing that will be familiar to people is the various sections of sea that you hear the shipping forecast refer to: Viking, Humber, Fastnet, etc. Which one are you in?
Well, we're currently operating in the southwest in the Plymouth area, and I'm delighted to say that the weather's pretty good for us as we conduct our flight ops before deploying on operations next week.
Let's speak to Cathy Cluxton, Radio 4 newsreader, who regularly reads it. Cathy.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hi.
Nice to speak to you.
And you. Well, I've never read it. What's it? Tell me what it's like to read it.
It's funny because we've been reading it a lot of years, most of us, so we're very much used to it. It's sort of part of our shift. Just depends what shift you're on as to whether you read it or not. But most of us remember reading our first shipping forecast, which is absolutely the most terrifying thing ever, because you just feel at night, the late shipping forecast is 11 minutes long. It's just you, and you really feel the sort of the weight of it on your shoulders, because people are listening to it at sea, despite modern technology. You know, mobile signals aren't that dependent everywhere, but you can always get Radio 4 long waves. So people at sea are listening, they do care about it. And as you mentioned, a lot of people are lying in bed hoping to get off to sleep while it's on.
And wonderfully, I've got a map which splits up the seas around the UK according to these names. And then it all becomes clear, doesn't it, where Rockall and Shannon and Sole and Biscay are.
It sort of goes round. You can follow it right round. There are 31 sea areas, and you can sort of follow them clockwise round the UK and Ireland. And yes, it sort of transports you. I think a lot of people who listen regularly, they kind of go on a little mental journey around the British Isles when they hear it.
Can you, if you go to sleep and you close your eyes, can you see those names? Are you used to the order and used to saying them?
Yeah, I could probably recite them for you. I won't, because I'm not with you. You can't tell that I'm not reading them out, but I could probably read the whole list of them. Yeah, we're very familiar with them.
And it's air pressure and wind direction and wind strength and then precipitation.
Yeah. Yes, you might hear something like north Utsira, south Utsira, easterly, backing northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. So that's the area, the direction of the wind, the speed of the wind, any precipitation that there is, and then the visibility. So it's very, very concise. That's the funny thing, because they use very few words to convey quite a lot. And it's got a very specific glossary. So when you hear something is imminent, it actually means within 6 hours. And if it's soon, it's within 6 to 12 hours. So things have their own special meaning.
Stay with us. We've got Maureen Lipman on the phone as well, actress and fan of the Shipping Forecast. And just hearing Cathy say it casually there was amazing, Maureen, wasn't it?
Yes, it's brilliant. Some friend of mine once said that when you hear the shipping forecast, the temperature goes up slightly in the room. And that's pretty much how I feel about it. I have very mixed feelings about sailing by. Sometimes I love it and sometimes I could kill it. And I hope it sails by before it starts. But then the actual shipping forecast, you know, I could just live with it. It's like a mantra. I don't know what it is. I mean, south Utsira, what is it? You see,
well, Cathy, you help us. South Utsira is a newish area, isn't it?
Well, it was split up some time ago, but it's spelled actually Utsire. So it looks like Utsire, but it's Utsira.
But it's not a small Scottish island somewhere.
No, it should be, shouldn't it?
Yeah. I think it's off the coast of Norway. Maureen, apparently we decided that we got interest in waters off the coast of other countries, so that's included as well.
Right. No, it's a background to whatever you're doing before you go to sleep. It's part of your life. It's part of what you've heard ever since you've been a Radio 4 listener, which is most of my life. And I would, I'm really fascinated to learn what it actually means. I mean, I come from an area which is to do with the sea in the East Yorkshire in Hull, and I never really understood what it was for, except it was a warning. But for me, it's like a timpani. It's like the sound of drums, the sound of my life going past with it. I love it.
And well, Cathy, help us out then with some of these terminologies, because you've mentioned wind strength and wind direction and so on, and I'm as baffled as Maureen. You do icing sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, that's my favourite, when we have light icing, because I'm usually quite hungry by 1 o'clock in the morning, so I like saying that. Yeah, it's different types of precipitation. Intermittent slight drizzle is another one I like saying.
Yeah.
So there are different terminologies.
You've got
Yeah, exactly. You've got wind is veering or backing. If it's veering, it means it's going in a clockwise direction, so from southwest to west, you know, and vice versa. Backing is the other way. So it's very concise. And when we actually get the print out of the shipping forecast, there's no punctuation. It's just a list of words. There's no shape to it at all. So it's up to us to sort of give it the shape and the rhythm without being too expressive. And I think that sometimes when you hear actors doing it in plays, they find it tricky, because it's hard when you're an actor not to give any expression to things. And in fact, what you must do is give everything equal weight. And that's quite tricky, actually.
So you can't be chummy then, Cathy, when you're reading it?
No, and you can't be, because the temptation is to say, you know, moderate or poor, becoming good. Like, yay, good is a great thing. But in fact, you know, it's not. It's very, very factual. Each word means a specific thing, and it's a factual word. So you can't kind of...
Yeah, go on, Maureen, yeah.
Well, because I haven't heard the whole show, you know, I've come to talk to you now, but is it as important now with all sat-nav and everything else as it used to be to someone on a ship?
Yeah, I mean, we're often asked that, and obviously there's all sorts of modern technology these days, but a lot of people, especially small vessels, people who are surfers or kayakers or people who use the coasts, they use the shipping forecast because they can't always get a mobile phone signal, and so it's one thing that's always reliable, and also they'll use it in conjunction with other items. So a lot of sailors still rely on it, still listen to it, and they know instantly what's going on when they hear it.
Cathy Clarkson, brilliant analysis of, and we might ask you in a second just to do one as if you're doing it, Cathy. You're going to have to do it off the top of your head.
Right, I'll have to make it up.
Maureen Lipman, shall we just enjoy a moment of Cathy? Yeah, make something up, Cathy, just so we can hear your voice.
Oh my goodness.
Go on.
Okay, well now here is the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office, especially for Radio 2 at about 20 to 1. Viking, north Utsira, south Utsira. Westerly, backing northwesterly, 6 or 7. Light icing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor.
we've got Maureen's gone. She's off. And with no notice, that's amazing. Thank you very much. Thank you, Cathy Clarkson. Ready for
my
news
pleasure.
Reader.